Welcome to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. Mike is a well-known keynote speaker, personal development expert, and the best-selling author of the book titled Focus on the Good Stuff and Be Yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Mike delivers life-enhancing speeches, seminars, and workshops throughout the United States and Canada, and has inspired tens of thousands through his speaking, coaching, and writing.
Hey there, how you doing? This is Mike Robbins. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. I hope you're having a great day, night, whatever it is when you're listening. We're recording today's show on a rainy day here in San Francisco. It's the 22nd of January, and I'm very excited about the show today because we're going to be talking to a new friend of mine and a great author and speaker and coach and just fabulous woman. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, self-love. So why don't we jump right into that? And I'll introduce our guest. Christine Arelo is the author of a fantastic book called Me Before We. I love that title. And actually, Christine and I connected through a mutual friend, my friend, author, coach, Rich Fetke, who wrote a great book called Extreme Success. And Christine and I had emailed and connected a little bit. And then I just kept seeing her name pop up all over the place and with different people. And she knows people I know. And I just kept thinking, who is this woman? I have to know her. So I emailed her recently and we had a conversation right before the holidays and just totally connected. And I felt like sort of a kindred spiritness, if you will. And here she is today. So welcome, Christine, to the show.
Thank you for having me on. It's great to be on the air with you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad we're doing this, and I'm so excited to connect with you in general and specifically to introduce you to my audience here on Energy Talk Radio and to talk about lots of things. But let's start a little bit with your book, Me Before We. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit of your kind of your story that led you to write this book and do the work that you've been doing now for the past many years.
Sure. Well, you know, there's always a story, right, Mike? We all have our stories, and mine comes in a very dramatic proportion.
Yes, I love it.
So before Choosing Me came along, so here's my story, kind of brief overview. So when I was 30 years old, which is about 8 years ago, I was on top of the world, or at least I thought I was. I had done everything I was supposed to do. I was a very good achiever.
Mm-hmm.
I had the big house and the big car. I was getting my MBA at Kellogg at the time and rising marketing executive and by all means, like, successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next thing on the list was to have the husband, because
sure. That's
the next thing on the linear list. And so had the boyfriend of 15 years, turned into the fiancé, and all was well until we decided to drive to my mother's house for our engagement party, where there were 40 people waiting to toast this impending marriage. And on the way, we were driving in our, of course, you know, big yuppie SUV car, guzzling lots of gas. And about two blocks from my mom's house, he pulls the car over, just stops the car dead, looks at me and says, Chris, I don't want to marry you anymore. Chris, I don't love you anymore. And oh, gee, by the way, Chris, I've been cheating on you for the last 6 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like every time I tell the story, I'm just like, whoo, back in the car.
Sure.
And, you know, it's interesting for me to tell the story because as this very self-empowered, self-independent woman that I've always been, I would love to have been able to say, you know, I like punched his lights out. I said, I don't need you. I'm out of here. But that isn't what happened. I actually turned and looked at him and I said, well, that's nice, but we'll fix that later. We have a party to go to. Demented, but,
yes.
You know, true. And I think in some ways I was kind of in shock, but in many ways I was also just really, I had been fixing it forever. And I think that's what a lot of us have done in the past is we just think, well, I fixed it forever and I'll fix it again. And so we went to the party and I toasted us. My mom toasted us. Needless to say, he didn't toast us.
Right.
And the following 2 weeks, I did what I said I was going to do. I tried to fix it. And they were the worst 2 weeks of my life. I literally thought I was going to die. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you feel like your entire life is just shattered.
Yes, I have a couple times.
And that's what it felt like. I was having a nervous breakdown daily, so much where I couldn't even get to work with the my makeup on because I would just cry so much that the makeup would be gone. And I was begging this man to take me back, and here I am, the successful woman, by all accounts, begging this man to take me back.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think I could live without him. And so I went to go see an astrologist of all people, which when I lived in Chicago, I didn't know about energy. I didn't know about healing. I didn't know about any of that stuff.
I see.
Seeing an astrologist was kind of a big stretch for me. And she said, look, she read our charts. You could follow this man around forever. He's going to keep breaking your heart, or you could leave and your life will open up into places you could never imagine.
Hmm.
So on her advice, I moved into my girlfriend's studio apartment. She shared half a bed with me. And she was newly engaged, so the first night we're laying in bed next to each other, right? And she's reading a book, and she's all happy and love, and I'm, like, mortified, laying on my back, looking at the ceiling, like, oh, my God, my life is over. What has happened? And I had that feeling in your chest, you know, like where you feel like your heart's been ripped out by a wild boar.
Yes, I can relate to that.
And in the past, I had always been like, I had thought it was because that person wasn't there, you know, because he was gone. And all of a sudden, this voice comes into my head and it says, Christine, the reason why you feel that big hole in your chest isn't because he's not there. It's because you're not there.
Mm.
And while you have boatloads of self-esteem, you've been settling.
Mm.
And furthermore, you don't love yourself.
Mm.
And I took a vow that night and I said, my vow to myself was, I will never settle again for less than my heart soul desires from this moment forward. And that was 8 years ago, and that vow changed my life. And then I also decided that I was going to fall in love with myself. I didn't know what that meant. I asked all my girlfriends, and they didn't know either.
Right.
And so that began my eight-year journey to falling in love with myself, which was part of being with a lot of the amazing people that I'm sure that have been on this show and that you've met and you know, from Marianne Williamson to Deepak Chopra, and found myself being a teacher.
Yeah.
That was really, you know, what I was here to learn, like many of us, I think, is what I was here to teach.
Yes.
And that's been my mission and my goal since I left corporate America 3 years ago and have been on this wild ride to bringing awareness to what self-love is, because it's really misunderstood.
Absolutely.
Or not understood in our world today.
Absolutely. Well, it's so great. Thank you for sharing your story, Chris. And, you know, it's great to have you on the show. Again, the book is Choosing Me Before We, and the subtitle is The Every Woman's Guide to Life and Love. And if you go to mebeforewe.com, you can find out more about the book and pick up copies and more about Christine. And also check out madlyinlovewithme.com. When we come back, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, Christine. When we come back, I want to dive into talking more specifically about your perspective on self-love, what it means, how we can start to expand our capacity for self-love, because as you said, it's so misunderstood. And we'll see what we can figure out about that in our short time together.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I love talking about self-love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Again, we're talking to author and coach Christine Arilo about her great book, Choosing Me Before We. You're listening to Energy Talk Radio. This is Mike Robbins, and we're on Let's Get Real. We'll be right back.
Galileo's head was on the block. Crime was looking up the truth.
Straight from the heart of Mother Nature's glistening oceans to your pulse. While the world views pearls as symbols of beauty and wealth, for centuries, pearls have been revered as a fountain of health among naturopaths in Egypt, China, India, and Mayan cultures. For the first time in North America, Pearlseum presents pearl powder in its purest form as a health supplement. Pearlseum's patent-pending manufacturing process is revolutionary and unlike any other. After years of research, Dr. Rulan Xu has unlocked the secret of extraction of pure signal proteins from pearls. And the result? The most authentic composition of bioavailable pearl signal proteins that assist to rejuvenate the skin, bone, and vital organs.
Modern science confirms what ancient medics have proven to be true, that pearl powder regenerates skin, increases collagen levels, and enhances longevity. Scientific studies using sheep prove that pearl powder can be integral to bone regeneration and substitution. Rooted in traditional wisdom and enhanced by Pearlseum is your key to radiant health, beauty, well-being, and prosperity. Become a distributor and you will be privy to a cutting edge and revolutionary supplement. You will bring an ancient secret to light and empower thousands of people. While you inspire thousands to lead a healthy and vibrant life, you will build a solid foundation for you and your family. To order this amazing product today or to start your path to prosperity by becoming a distributor, contact Pearlseum International. Call 1-866-446-2015.
And now more of Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins.
Hey there, welcome back to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. Always fired up to hear our friend Stevie Wonder lead us in. Having a great conversation with my friend Christine Arelu, who wrote a fabulous book called Choosing Me Before We. And you were talking, Christine, before the break a little bit about your story and what led you to it, and ultimately figuring out that the goal is loving yourself, right? Now, how the heck do we do that?
That was my question 8 years ago. I'm like, there's no self-love handbook. I didn't get it. No one else got it. And you know, there's two truths to it. One is that it's a forever process.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't something that, you know, you magically land up and I'm there. I can claim self-love.
Yes.
I'm done. In fact, I think self-love is actually a practice.
Yes.
It's something that you do forever. Mm. But I think there are milestones. And that's what I've really found is that I call them kind of the madly in love with me factors.
Okay.
And that you can really look at specific areas of your life and say, you know, is this true?
Mm.
So, and this is, I think, where you and I are so aligned. And when, you know, we met each other through Rich and I started reading your work, I'm like, I love this man. I love what he's up to. He's so right on.
Thank you.
Because the first component to loving yourself is knowing yourself.
Mm, yeah.
Which is what, you know, you talk about in your Be Yourself book and what we've talked about. And you know, it sounds like it's so simple. It's like, well, of course I know myself. Well, most of us have no idea who we really are.
Right.
And that, for me, at least in my journey, you know, the journey I do with a lot of my clients is really, you know, what are your dreams?
Mm.
Why are you here on this earth? And it's so difficult because I think most of us were born into these structures. You know, we're born knowing who we are.
Mm.
And then these structures, like our societies, education, religion, our friends, they make us doubt who we are.
Yeah.
And we start to shift and change and amoeba-like ourselves into the environments around us until one day, if you know, like for me, the painful Mack truck hit me.
Right.
My wish is that no one has to have that painful of an experience. If I had actually been honest with myself, I would have woken up at 24. I almost did, and I went back to sleep. And so I think really knowing yourself is the first step.
Mm.
Another big milestone, and this was my second one, was can you look at every relationship in your life and answer yes to this question? And the question is that every relationship in my life, romantic, friendship, relatives, gives me 100% respect.
Hmm.
It's full of respect and unconditional love, both in what I receive and both of what I give. And that doesn't mean that it's perfect and that you don't have things to iron out.
Right.
Or that, you know, if that relationship doesn't fit exactly that as it is today, that you just throw it away.
Right.
But it does mean that you do need to take an inventory of your life and really look at all your relationships. Because, I mean, think about it this way. If you had somebody in your life that you really loved, and they were in an abusive relationship, verbally, emotionally, whatever, or an unhappy relationship, or a toxic relationship, you would love them. You would want to love them out of it.
Right.
And the same is true for us.
Yes.
And that's really what Choosing Me Before We is all about. You know, I'd say it is a book about relationships because it is, but it really is a self-love book because you can't have a relationship that's really full of unconditional love, truth, respect, and honesty and intimacy if you don't have those things with yourself first.
Yeah. You know, as you're saying that, just a story popped into my mind. My wife, Michelle, and I have been together for almost 10 years, and she said something to me a few months after we started dating that she'll say to me from time to time, just as a reminder, and I just love it. I was being really critical of myself and frustrated and, you know. And she looked at me, and this was years ago, and she says, "Hey, don't talk about my boyfriend like that." And I was like, "What? What do you mean?" And she was like, "Listen, if someone else were talking about you like that, I would be upset. And just because you're you doesn't give you the right to do that."
Yeah. Well,
and I was like, whoa, I had never thought of it that way, but that's exactly what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm talking about, you're talking about, is actually another one of the key milestones,
Okay. Is
that you are actually nice to yourself.
Yes.
You are actually nice to yourself. And
what a novel concept.
What a novel concept. Yeah. I mean, we actually, you know, I mean, I was actually in my former relationship was a very verbally and emotionally abusive relationship.
Yes.
But because I didn't have black and blue marks on the outside, I didn't consider it abuse.
Right.
And that happens for a lot of people.
Sure.
And so then what happens is we turn that same thing up on ourselves, and we don't look at it as abuse.
Right.
But every time you say something mean about yourself, every time you criticize yourself, every time you compare yourself, that's a huge one.
Yeah.
You are literally beating yourself up.
Mm.
And if we could see the black and blue marks that we have on our soul and our spirit from as hard as we are on ourselves, we would call DCSF on us.
Yeah. Well, and now here's a question that I have, and it's something I struggle with myself, even, you know, in my desire to teach some of these same principles, is so how do we, for many of us, myself included, who've been motivated for much of our life by fear, by there's something wrong with me, by if I don't keep going, something bad's going to happen, all that, right? He's better than me, she's better than me, I got to keep up, all that stuff. That even if we know, like I know better than do that, but it's like sort of feels like it's kind of just in my DNA, for lack of a better
word. Well, and actually it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cellularly programmed into you, which is why you can know something in your head, but it's really hard to actually shift it inside.
Exactly. Well, so what? How do we start to make that shift authentically? And is that simply part of that practice you were talking about that's lifelong ongoing?
It is. Well, I think this is why I'm so excited about defining what self-love is, because that is really my mission, is to really bring awareness to what it is.
Yes.
Right? So first step, once you have awareness of it, then you can actually start to shift your behavior.
Yes.
So if you look at some of these key factors of self-love, like relationships, like being, you know, good to yourself, like taking care of yourself first, that's a huge one, especially for women.
Yeah.
Knowing who you are is another one. If you look, let's take the one, because you and I, we're both high achievers, right?
Yes.
This is a common thing I find among achievers, is that we are harder on ourselves than anyone could ever be.
Yeah, pretty obnoxious if you think about it.
Awful. I mean, it's awful. It's awful. And I mean, and so I really, there are some practices that go along with any one of those specific factors. But we'll take this one specifically.
Okay,
the people call it the inner critic.
Yes.
I like to call it the inner mean girl.
Yes.
or the inner bully.
I see.
And I actually named mine.
Okay.
And her name is Mean Patty.
Mean Patty.
I actually really recommend personifying your inner mean person.
So do you talk to Mean Patty?
Yeah, so Mean Patty has red hair, pigtails, and she wears a green smock. She looks very similar to Peppermint Patty.
I see.
Which is funny because I'm married to a bald person who doesn't look like Charlie Brown, but, you know, he is bald, and he does have this one little hair.
Yes, yes.
That.
Yes.
So I do talk to Mean Patty, because what happened, and this is how I discovered Mean Patty, was when I was going through my book contract deal, I was really excited that I got published by New World Library, great publisher, fantastic, you would think I'd be on top of the world, and I was for like 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, got a dress through a party, yahoo, and then 2 weeks go by and Mean Patty starts to come out.
Sure.
Well, you know, you don't really have a publicist, and your website kind of sucks, and, you know, you're not Oprah, you don't have a radio show, you've never been on television before, you haven't been published in a magazine, no one's going to buy this book.
Right.
And it was killing me. It was slowing me down. It was making me spin. I mean, you ask Rich, my coach, he's the one that got me through a lot of this.
Right, right.
It was debilitating my ability to be my brilliant self.
Yes, I think your mean Patty must be friends with whatever my guy's name is. I got to give him a name because they were probably hanging out at that time.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, some of my clients, they'll spell their name backwards and give it to, so it'll be Ekim.
Ekim Sneebor is my backwards name, but I'll we'll get up to that one later.
But see, you can bring some. You know, there's. I like to bring lightness to some because we're laughing, right?
Yes.
And you know, self love has been traditionally reserved for therapy rooms and deep spiritual practices, which is all really good stuff. And I've gone and done the deepest of the deepest of the deepest of work.
Yes.
And I think for me, bringing it into this more lighter, you know, kind of way and a little, having a little fun with it, it makes it more accessible.
Yeah.
And so for me, like I actually did on Christmas morning last year, or not this past year, but the year before, 2008, I sat down with Mean Patty and I go, look, you're killing me. And you got to stop hitting me with those rulers of expectations where you're measuring me against people who have been doing their careers for 25. I've been doing mine for 2. You got to get off my back.
Yeah.
And what I've found about our mean girls and our mean boys is that they actually have a skill that's really valuable. And you can't kill them off, because if you try to beat them, they'll just beat you harder. Like, that doesn't really work. You kind of have to love them to death by giving them a new job.
Yeah.
So you go to your mean person and you say, look, what are you really good at that I can use your skill for good versus evil?
Mm.
And for me, Mean Patty was really good at finding really inspiring women, people who had been, you know, or men, people who had done a great job in their career, really successful people on all accounts of success.
Mm.
And what she had been doing was comparing me to them. And comparison is like biting a poison apple.
Right.
It is like throwing yourself into the self-love dumpster with the rinds of apples and peaches and pears and just, you're like, you're gone. And so I said, okay, well, you can't keep comparing me. We have to do something else. And what can we do with the skill that you have for finding these fabulous people? So I gave her a new job of a talent scout.
Wow.
So her job is to go out and find amazing people and bring them back, like yourself, to me and say, look, who's this amazing person? You should know them.
Nice.
And what are they doing that you really love that you can take and be even more inspirational?
Wow.
And that's, it's been a year. And she's happy.
Nice.
She's happy. And it allowed me, that one step allowed me, sometime about 6 months ago, I just basically stood up in the middle of my living room and I said, I give up negative thinking. I give it up. I give it up.
Wow.
And he'll probably have like a, I don't know, you're the baseball person, so you have to tell me my RBI, would that be it? Or like
your,
I have,
what, your average or your ERA?
Yeah, I'm like 90%, whatever that means, like in baseball terms, I'm not sure, but.
That would be batting 900 and you would be like the greatest player of all time, so that's pretty good.
I'm batting like 900.
That's pretty good.
You know, I still have my days, and what's that allowed me to go even deeper and find other places where that's coming up. And what I'm working on right now is I'm really working on taking care of me first.
Wow.
And I'm really realizing how hard Mean Patty and other parts of my ego were driving me to get to a level of success that was not really ever going to make me happy. I was caught on that there or there wheel. You know, when I get there, I'll be happy. When I get there, I can breathe. When I get there, I'll have made it. And so that's the piece I'm working on right now, really just taking care of me first and trusting the universe will take care of the rest, which is another huge piece of self-love.
Yeah. That is. Well, you know, we're going to take another quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk more about this specifically and how, I know you got this great Madly in Love with Me event coming up, a few of them, but one specifically here in the Bay Area. I want to talk about that as well as your Madly in Love with Me kit. You can find that, everyone listening, at madlyinlovewithme.com. Again, we're talking to author, life coach, and inspirational extraordinaire, Christine Arilo, about her great book, Choosing Me Before We, and all the work she's doing on self-love. Really, really inspiring stuff. When we come back, we're going to get even more deep into how we can bring that into our own lives. You're listening to Energy Talk Radio. This is Mike Robbins, and Let's Get Real. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Life Without Limitation with Markandeya. where we explore stories of miracles, wellness, prosperity, and enlightenment through sound meditation and transformational thought processes. The show is based on the teachings of spiritual leader Dattatreya Shiva Baba, the YouTube guru, who inspired best-selling author Dr. Wayne Dyer to write Manifest Your Destiny. The show is hosted by Mark and Dea, who experienced miraculous recovery from HIV and AIDS over 7 years ago and survived a major heart procedure without anesthesia through meditations taught to him by Dattatreya Shiva Baba. Experience a life without limitation here on Energy Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. And the Jackson 5 come on, and all of a sudden David's over there dancing in the booth. I love it, David.
Woohoo! Tear it up.
We're having fun. We're having fun here in the Energy Talk Radio studio here in a rainy day in San Francisco. And we're talking to another fellow Bay Area person. Although, Christine, it sounds like you didn't originally come from the Bay Area. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was misplaced and born in Chicago.
I see.
But glad to have spent some time in the Midwest. My heart's always been in San Francisco.
Nice.
First time I came here when I was 14, I told my mother I was going to live here. She thought I was crazy. Once I got out of my way, it was the first thing I did was move to the town.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, I'm a native here of the Bay Area myself, but we're glad to have you, and everyone is welcome out here, you know?
Yeah, I'm not leaving.
Well, cool. We've been talking to Christine, as you know, about all of her great work on self-love, her book, Choosing Me Before We. Again, go to mebeforewe.com to check out copies of the book. It's great. This book is not only a great guide, you know, as Christine was saying earlier, it kind of as a relationship book, but it's really about your own journey for yourself. And while it's geared in some ways specifically towards women, it's really for all of us. And it's a great gift to give to other people, because who can't use more self-love in their life? So in terms of really falling in love with ourselves here, Christine, tell us a little bit about these events that you've set up, Madly in Love with Me. I know February 13th here in the Bay Area at the Claremont Hotel, you've got one, but it looks like you also have a few others later on in the year, yeah?
I do. Well, so did you know that February 13th is actually Madly in Love with Me Day?
I did not know that.
It's true. There is an international self-love holiday.
Is there really?
It is.
Did you create it?
Of course I did.
Okay, good. I love that.
Of course I did. It's the day before Valentine's Day, because it's the day that you should be loving yourself first, right?
There you go.
Actually love somebody else.
And so, I love it.
Well, we need to raise awareness. And I look at what Eve Ensler did with V-Day and how she's been able to change the world and raise awareness for violence and women. And I really think the thing, you know, with self-love is that it's not something that we know what it is. We don't know how to do it. And I do think that it is still, especially, you know, for women and for girls. And we're talking because, you know, maybe you'll be the guy counterpart to my woman counterpart.
Yeah.
And together we can bring this to the world. But the statistics are still the same, that women are and girls are still suffering in so many ways. And so I created this event in a fun, you know, playful way. And they are one day events that are happening in 5 cities. And it's been amazing. I'm throwing the one here in San Francisco in Berkeley at the Claremont Hotel, and Marcy Shymoff is coming, and
nice.
Stark is going to be there. And it's a one day affair that's all about taking care of yourself first.
Wow.
And what I find is that, you know, people want that,
Yes.
But we don't know how to do that.
Right.
Because there's more to do. There's more pressure than ever before. You know, women today especially, we have more possibility and more opportunity than any generation before us.
Yeah.
But we feel pressured now to do everything.
Hmm.
Right? So it's like, be a super mom, be a yogini, be a great wife, be a good friend, get all those things done, multitask while you're doing it, drive the car. You know, it's like, we need a wife just to answer our emails.
Yes. Yes. My friend Lisa McLeod, who's also an author and speaker, was on the show recently, and she said to me at one point a while back, you know what I really need, Mike? I need a great wife. And yeah, I mean, I think that there is some truth to that for all of us.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's amazing. It's, and the world's not slowing down.
No.
And, you know, what I've found is that, you know, we've been trained to be these achievers, right? To believe the self-esteem, we can do anything, but at the cost of our own health, our own mental, emotional, spiritual health, because we're driving ourselves so hard. And, you know, just like the earth needs to be sustainable, we need to be sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the, so these events are going on simultaneously. So the one in Chicago, the one in Orlando, there's one in the Bay Area here. On the 13th, are going to happen all at the same time?
Yep, they're all happening at the same time.
On the day, of course, the Madly in Love with Me Day, which I now know is a holiday. I love that. So if someone comes, so the events from 9 to 5.
Events from 9 to 5.
What are they going to get to do? What will they get?
They are going to be imbued with the feminine superpowers that they need to be able to survive and not just to thrive and not just survive, I should say. We are surviving. So one, and I love that we're on Energy Talk Radio, because this is what it's all about, and this is why we have to kind of change our perspective, is that the way that we've been doing things in the 20th century and even in the early of this century of, like, trying to push our way through it and make it happen and multitask, and if I should just be able to do more, and we're so hard on ourselves, we can't keep doing it that way.
Right.
It's much more about it's about marrying the masculine, our manpower, I call it, that we've built so well, and marrying it with our feminine. And what does that mean, and how do you do it?
Right.
And so, you know, women like Marcy, who's figured out how to be, you know, happy for no reason, or, you know, Stark, Susan, who's written, what, 15 books, or it's one a year, and she still takes 4 to 5 sabbaticals.
Unbelievable.
You know, she knows how to make things happen.
Yes.
And also take care of herself.
Yeah.
And so that's what the event is about, is really about helping women get these new skills and strategies, but in their bones. So it's not like a conference where you sit down and people talk at you. It's literally an interactive, cellular, changing experience.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So if you want to find out more about these great events, if you live here in the Bay Area, if you live in Chicago or Orlando, go to madlyinlovewithme.com. And then click on Get My Ticket Today, and you can get more information about that. Now, so for people who don't live in those cities, is it good for them just to sign up for your email list to stay in touch? Can get the Madly in Love with Me kit?
Yes, because they can throw their own event.
Oh, okay.
So here's the whole deal. Like, we're having these, you know, kind of flagship events, but if you go to madlyinlovewithme.com and you sign up on my mailing list, I'll send you the Madly in Love with Me kit.
Okay.
And it has all kinds of great, kind of zany, daring, but practical ways to either throw your own self-love affair on that day and start it for the year, or get a group of your own friends together. Last year, I even had, like, some women in Rhode Island. They threw a party, I Love Myself party, for their 5-year-olds.
Mm.
And so it's, you know, age appropriate. So I'm sharing it with organizations and women all over the country, in the world, actually.
Well, you know, it's great. You'll appreciate this, Chris, because last night I was saying to Michelle, my wife, I said, I really want you to meet Christine. I want you to connect. I think you'll really like her. And by the way, she's having this awesome event at the Claremont, Madly in Love with Me. It's on February 13th. And Michelle looks at me and she goes, that's Samantha's birthday party day. I was like, oh, you know, my daughter's turning 4 on the 11th, but we're having her party that day. So as you were just saying this, Samantha is having a princess party with Beauty and the Beast theme, but I think we can throw a little Madly in Love with Me in the party, and it'll probably make all the girls that are at the party excited.
I know that the 5-year-olds in Rhode Island had a great time. There's one of this exercise that I kind of was divined to me. I call it making your me print, and I do this with all my clients too. So it's adults, it's for adults, and I guess kids too, but definitely for adults, where you literally lay on a piece of butcher paper and have someone trace your silhouette in whatever kind of shape you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a bunch of magazines and you just start ripping up pictures and words that come to you that express your essence.
Mm.
Not thinking about it, but just start ripping stuff out. And then you place them and tape them or paste them onto the silhouette, cut the silhouette out, and so what you basically have is a life-size figure collage of yourself.
Mm. Wow, that's cool.
And then what you do is you actually, this is the powerful piece of it, is actually showing it to other people and having them reflect back to you what they see in you.
Mm. How cool.
And it's amazing. It's amazing how where you put things at and the things that you choose say so much about who you really are.
That's so cool. You know, and it's so interesting. And I usually don't actually talk this much when I'm interviewing someone because I just practice getting out of the way. But I'm so engaged in our conversation. I hope I'm not bugging you.
No, at all.
You know, another story popped into my head as you were talking about this. And then I was thinking about my 4-year-old Samantha, who when she was about 2, because one day I was getting ready in the bathroom and I wasn't feeling very good about myself. And I was being kind of critical and just in one of those not madly in love with me moments. You know what I mean?
Ekum was out.
Ekum, yeah, that's right. Ekum Sneebor. I love that, by the way. I wrote that down. I think I'm going to make
a
picture
it.
Of him. Yeah, so anyway, so Ekum was yelling at me about my appearance and all these things about me. And Samantha starts banging on the bathroom door. And I'm like, Daddy's shaving. I'll be, just give me a minute, you know. And she's banging up finally, okay. And so I open the door and there's my then 2-year-old Samantha standing there, buck naked. And she has this huge grin on her face. And she says, Daddy, look how cute I am. And she spins around. And literally, no kidding, she walks from in front of the door in the bathroom over to the full-length mirror on the closet door and starts kissing herself in the mirror.
Mm.
And, you know, it was like so sweet and at the same time so beautifully ironic given the conversation that was in my head about myself in that moment and just to watch that expression of her own self-love, self-acceptance, self-appreciation. And, you know, it touched me really deeply, and especially as a woman, you know, in your work doing what you do for women, and for me as the father of 2 little girls, you know, what are some things that I can do as a father and that we can do in our culture to really cultivate this, particularly for girls and young girls and teenage girls and ultimately women?
Yeah, it's so important because of what you just said is, like, you notice your daughter, she was born in love with herself.
Yes.
We were all born in love with ourselves. And then something happened, and we could probably all trace it back to a specific event where that love gets cracked.
Right.
And it creates this fissure, and then all the love stealers come in, and that's how we end up losing ourselves, and then we have to go back to, you know, finding that love.
Right.
And I think when I look at the young girls today, they have so much pressure. I mean, so much more than, you know, I ever did. I'm a Gen Xer.
Right.
And the statistics are staggering. 4 out of 5 girls will think about dieting by the time they reach 4th grade.
Mm.
71% of girls in San Francisco don't like their bodies, don't really like who they are, and would like to be somebody other than who they are.
Wow.
So I think for parents and for anyone that's, I mean, I have 2 godchildren, and I love these girls so much. And what's so important is, and it goes back to the first precept of knowing who you are and loving that person.
Mm.
And what I see a lot when I go out and I talk to high school girls is I see these little achievers that they're headed for achievement junkie status because they've been so pumped with
right.
self-esteem and so pumped that they can do anything that's their expectation for themselves.
Mm.
And so they start defining themselves by what they do versus who they are.
Mm.
And that's the difference between self-love and self-esteem.
Wow. Yeah, that's big. That's big. So the distinction being that self-esteem is about you can do anything, whereas self-love is more just about accepting and appreciating who you are.
Yeah, and a step further is honoring yourself so deeply and respecting yourself so deeply that everything in your life, including your relationship with yourself, with the people around you, and with your environment, reflects that same deep honoring and respect and
wow.
unconditional love. Wow. Not love, unconditional love.
Unconditional. Wow, I love that. Thank you for... I'm going to channel Oprah for a moment. I just had an aha moment. I really did about that distinction.
Oh, we love channeling Oprah.
Yeah, I know. Hey, let's do it. What the heck? Well, hey, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about that distinction because I think that's really big for me and my own life and my work and for what you do and for everyone listening. Really, that distinction, it's not that self-esteem is bad from what I'm hearing, but there's just a whole deeper level of it when we get to self-love. So thanks for...
self-esteem is great, but by itself, we just end up with a society of achievement junkies.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're talking to author, life coach, Christine Arilo, about her great work on self-love. MadlyInLoveWithMe.com is one of her websites to check out. And her book, of course, is Choosing Me Before We. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mike Robbins here on Let's Get Real on Energy Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Straight from the heart of Mother Nature's glistening oceans to your pulse. While the world views pearls as symbols of beauty and wealth, for centuries, pearls have been revered as a fountain of health among naturopaths in Egypt, China, India, and Mayan cultures. For the first time in North America, Pearlseum presents pearl powder in its purest form as a health supplement. Pearlseum's patent-pending manufacturing process is revolutionary and unlike any other. After years of research, Dr. Rulan Chu has unlocked the secret of extraction of pure signal proteins from pearls. And the result? The most authentic composition of bioavailable pearl signal proteins that assist to rejuvenate the skin, bone, and vital organs. Modern science confirms what ancient medics have proven to be true. That pearl powder regenerates skin, increases collagen levels, and enhances longevity. Scientific studies using sheep prove that pearl powder can be integral to bone regeneration and substitution. Rooted in traditional wisdom and enhanced by Pearlseum is your key to radiant health, beauty, well-being, and prosperity. Become a distributor and you will be privy to a cutting-edge and revolutionary supplement. You will bring an ancient secret to light and empower thousands of people. While you inspire thousands to lead a healthy and vibrant life, you will build a solid foundation for you and your family. To order this amazing product today, or to start your path to prosperity by becoming a distributor, contact Pearlseum International. Call 1-866-446-2015.
Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. Another one of my favorite songs, Conviction of the Heart by Kenny Loggins. Love that song. Opens up my heart, makes me feel good. Makes me fall in love with myself, Christine.
I love it. You have great music on the show.
Thanks. You know, I was saying on an earlier show I did with this great author that I just recently connected with named Gabrielle Bernstein that one of my favorite parts of doing this show it was actually picking some of the music that we, have as intros and outros. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, I think that there's a visceral element of music. And you were talking about, you know, your Madly in Love with Me events coming up on February 13th in the Bay Area and in Chicago and Orlando. And that people are going to do their own events around the country and having it be more than just kind of a lecture or a conference, but having it be multidimensional, multisensory. And I think that, you know, not only do we like that in terms of entertainment these days, but I just think it's a real way for us to learn and experience stuff, don't you?
Well, yeah, it shifts ourselves. You know, it's like self-love, for example, is not a head understanding.
Right.
Like if that was the case, we would all love ourselves a lot more.
Right.
And so, you know, one of the things that I do is I've definitely incorporated music into my journey of self-love. I'm very into this like 40-day practice thing.
Yeah.
Where you pick an area of self-love that you are not doing so hot in, that you'd like to have more self-love, and you do a 40-day practice.
Mm. So why 40 days?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So I have an answer. The yogis and the metaphysicians and the brain scientists pretty much all agree that if you do anything for 40 days, you can literally change your patterns, change your beliefs. You can change your life if you can do the same thing for 40 days.
Okay.
And so
sometimes I can't do the same thing for like 40 seconds.
Well, yeah. Welcome to our culture, right? Which is part of the whole problem. And we're all, you know, instant gratification junkies. And we like want to change now. And if it doesn't happen in 7 days, just like, you know, New Year's resolutions, we forget, oh, I wanted to go to the gym for a reason, right?
Right, right.
So one of my 40 days self-love practices was is there's another piece of self-love, another milestone of Madly in Love with Me factor is being able to fully express yourself, like to just let it go, to be able to be liberated enough to fully express yourself. And I can remember I was when I first moved to California and I was at one of my first kind of weekend long retreats somewhere near the ocean with some really great spiritual teachers. And that evening, there was kind of this free-form dancing thing going on. And I was, like, watching this beautiful 6-foot-tall blonde English woman moving, and she was just, like no one else was in the room. And I'm sitting there, Mike, and I'm like, I want to get up and dance like that. Mm. And my butt was so glued to that chair.
Right.
Because it was like I could literally feel myself trapped inside of myself.
Mm.
And I wanted to get out, but I was literally constricted. Like I had this robe, I call it the robe of repression, was on me, right? From all that, you know, Puritan, tight, you know, really wound. My mother's wound as tight as a piano. I mean, don't feel, don't express.
Yep.
And so I remember that moment and I said, I'm going to be able to do that someday. I am. And there are different series of things I did, everything from, you know, posing naked in a tree for this beautiful photograph to going to Eflin and, you know, making out. I'm like, I'm not leaving until I'm naked in those tubs, you know, doing things like that. But I also did this 40-day practice where for every day for 40 days in the morning, I got up, got my iPod on, and went out into my driveway and danced to India RE's music just for like 5 minutes. And that's, for me, that's self-love. I mean, she's like the diva of self-love from a singing perspective. And I just would dance around and I would sing. And I'm sure my neighbors thought I was a nut because they couldn't hear the music. They could just hear me singing, like, you know, totally off key.
Right. Which always sounds great when you've got the headphones on.
And I sounded awesome. I was loving me. And so and it allowed me to just burst out of this literally almost like physical repression.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to me when I did an event in San Francisco last year for Madly in Love with Me, and I had a temple dancer, belly dancer woman come in who's just another beautiful, not the same, 6-foot-tall English woman. I don't know what it is about me and tall English women.
You're attracting them.
I know, and she does this beautiful temple dancing, and she's moving around, and she's shaking her hips, and you know, and now I'm very free and liberated. So I was dancing with her, and I'm watching, and I'm looking around this room, and you know, 70% of the women just were frozen.
Yeah.
And they couldn't let themselves move. And I get it because I've been that woman, and I also know what's possibly on the other side. And that is a piece of self-love. And dance helps you get there. Sound helps you get there.
Yeah.
Singing is another piece of helping you really express yourself. I've taken improv lessons. That's another great practice.
Yeah. You know, and it's so great as I'm listening. I'm just getting re-inspired about some of this stuff as I'm hearing you talk about it because, you know, our egos want us to be good at these things, right? Whatever the heck that means.
Mm.
But it's really about the experience of it. Like,
it's about not caring, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other, you know, our mean girls and boys, some have the perfectionist, or what will other people think?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's like I was just teaching at Wharton in Kellogg like 2 days ago.
Really? Cool.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm a Kellogg grad originally, so
wow.
It was awesome. And I was doing some, you know, kind of spiritual exercises with them and asked them to say one word, just one word, say one word that expresses the woman you want to be. You know, I'm kind of all being, you know, revival, and my energetic self. And only 6 of them could actually get the word out of their mouth. I said, be silent or say it out loud.
Hmm.
Only 6 said it out loud. And they didn't fully embody it.
Yeah.
They were, they were repressed.
Well, you know, I have a question for you about that specifically as it relates to women in the corporate world, but in our culture in general, because something I noticed a few years back, my wife and I started to do a lot of work and really delving into, you know, masculine, feminine energy within all of us. And of course it exists in both men and women, and it's not either an either or phenomenon, but you know, women who have a lot of feminine energy within them, in our culture, as much as we've changed and as much as we've expanded and evolved, it's such a masculine culture that I really had a deep, deep sense of empathy in a whole different way for women having to close that down and shut that off to kind of make it through life in a way to either stay safe or to be in the man's world of business or whatever. But it just feels like it's oppressive for all of us, male or female, but it seems overtly oppressive for women especially.
Well, it's oppressive differently. For men, the way it shows up is, okay, so I've gotten married, and now I'm married, and now I have children, and now I have to give up anything that was ever fun.
Yes.
And my life is over.
Yes. You know what? I have that thought from time to time.
It's part of the culture.
I know.
It's part of the consciousness. And, you know, we don't even have children yet. And the other day I said to my husband, I said, are you afraid that if we have a kid that your life is basically going to be over and you're not going to have freedom?
Yes.
And he had to be honest. He's like, I do have that fear that, sure. You know, it's like I haven't gotten, because he still works in corporate America, and he's like, well, I haven't gotten my freedom chance yet.
Right.
And that's the oppression men feel.
Yes.
Women, you know, it's different for, but it's both, and it is very much tied to the feminine, and it's about, you know, realizing that it's both our masculine powers, but the feminine ability to really be with what is.
Yes.
To trust in receiving and letting things come to us versus feeling like we have to have all the answers.
Right.
I mean, that's a big piece of what I teach is, I call it feminine superpower school.
Cool.
And it's a series of different energies that you literally can embody to help you use the feminine to actually create your life and fuel your life so you don't have to be the power source to make it all happen.
Mm, that's great. So, Chris, for people who are listening and wanting to connect with you, wanting to work with you, how do they get in touch with you? How can they hire you to coach them or work with them or empower them with some of these great techniques you're talking about?
Well, you can always go to my website. Any of the ones that I mentioned, I have two, but Dare to Live You, daretoliveyou.com is my homepage.
Okay.
And I always have all my events on there, and you know, I do workshops and obviously self-love-a-palooza events.
Yes.
And I'll be doing a tele-series in the spring that's all about it's called Inner Mean Girl Reform School.
Nice.
So it's about really getting your inner mean girl on your side and being able to trust your intuition more and actually developing a daily practice that sticks and a lot of really other cool stuff that I'm doing. So that, and you know, I do have a small, I have a pretty intimate coaching practice that I'm always looking for great, you know, women and men who are achievers. That's who I coach. I coach achievers who are looking, they've had some level of success, but they don't have that deep sense of meaning and happiness that they're really looking for.
Yeah.
And that's really what I am great at doing, is helping them find that bridge from where they're at to where they want to go.
That's great. Christine, thank you so much. It's amazing how quickly our hour here has flown by.
Well, self-love is a lifelong practice, so
absolutely.
I can't cover it all in an hour. But it was great to be on, and I'm so excited to have been able to talk to everyone out there that's listening. And I just really wish everyone that's listening so much love in their lives. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how beautiful you are or how smart you are. We all want to be deeply loved.
Yeah.
And that love has to start from within.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on. Again, we've been having this great conversation this whole last hour with Christine Arilo about her book, Choosing Me Before We. You can go to mebeforewe.com to pick up copies of that book, or go to Amazon or barnesandnoble.com or wherever you find books. Great book for you. Great book to give as a gift. And check out madlyinlovewithme.com to find out more about the Madly in Love with Me events happening on February 13th here in the Bay Area and in other cities around the country, or daretoliveyou.com to get in touch with Christine about coaching and all the great work she does. As always, I'm honored and grateful that you listen. This again is Mike Robbins on Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. I look forward to our next connection.
Thanks for listening to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. For more information about Mike's work, his seminars, and his best-selling books, please visit www.mike-robbins.com.
Do we all get on forget? There's a whole lot of life waiting to live with. One day we're brave enough to talk with